Welcome to Parchment Update, an interview series from the Parchment Community Library to bring your community closer to you. I'm Karen Woodworth, Library Ambassador. Joining me today is James Young Jr. He's the coach for Parchment Middle School's Science Olympiad program. Thank you for being here today.
I'm very happy to be.
Well, I want to start off by saying congratulations to your students who have qualified for the state competition on May 4th. For those of us who aren't familiar with the program, what is Science Olympiad?
Science Olympiad operates like an academic track meet, is kind of the best way to say it, where students are challenged in a variety of different events. They're all science and technology, engineering, chemistry. The event is set up to create a sense of urgency. They've got to bounce around whatever campus that they're at. In this case, it'll be Western Michigan. And the rosters are limited. We travel with 15 kids, so they have to do a lot of different things. There's 21 total events for the day. And it really does challenge them to think and to problem solve. So the best way to look at Science Olympiad is it very much is, it's like a track meet, or the way that we see the Olympics in a classical sense, but specifically in science and technology.
I love that analogy. That really makes it easy to approach. And so it sounds like just as you'd prepare for a track and field competition, there must be a lot of preparation going into participating in this. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Last year, it was run as an after school program because we were invited to it about 6 weeks out of the regional competition, and so we had to cobble together a group of kids very quickly. And we did the best that we could with it. And given that we were pretty successful, we put every kid in every event that we entered on the podium last year. It was a small number of events, relatively speaking. But in that which we competed, we were successful. So the district agreed to make it into a class, which did help quite a bit. In the end, it really came down to the kids making a commitment both during the school day and on their own time to really dive into preparing in whatever way that it took. We spent time studying our likely opponents, reviewing years past outcomes, especially at both the regional and the state, and kind of isolating down what does it take to win these things, and then getting to work on it. And the kids honestly were extraordinarily dedicated to it. The sheer amount of time they put in, both within the day and beyond the day, was very impressive.
That is truly amazing. And it's so wonderful that they have that kind of dedication. And so can you tell us a little bit about their experiences at the regional competition this year?
This group was a truly excellent group of kids. We had to pare it down. The class at one point, I think, had 28 people in it. And we had to pare that down to our traveling group of 15 for our scoring team. And then I brought an additional 10 as a non-scoring team. But it was robust. The day started for them, depending on who they were, as early as 8:30. And we had a group of parents that really, I kind of have to pause here and say that we could not do any of the things that we do without the families of these kids. The program really is built on the backbone of excellent kids and excellent families. And so we had families that were able to help shuttle kids from building to building, because it really, really is all over the campus. And they get in, they check in, and they compete. In academic events, it can be something as simple as a test. In the engineering events, they need to bring the device they've constructed to perform whatever the task is. Whether it's an airplane that will stay in flight, powered only by a rubber band as long as it can, or in this case, an air cannon that would accurately drop a ping pong ball on a target that they were unaware of until they arrived. We needed to get that device to the location, inspected by the judges, and then the kids ready to compete, and then off to their next event. The kids are all used to it now, but we get to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're all amazed at how quickly the day went by.
So what's involved in the state competition?
It's the exact same events. This year we luck out. States is at Western. We'll run on the same formulaic pattern as regionals was. Last year it was a different venue. So our kids, that Qual will get to run it back exactly the way that they did the first time. They should feel very comfortable with it. Our one pair of brothers, the Austin brothers, absolutely dominated their individual event. And at this point, their mind is equally on enjoying the experience and competing very well at the state finals. But they've asked repeatedly, what do they think it's going to take to break the nationals? So I think they have one more trip in them if they seek it.
Okay. Well, it just sounds like there's just an incredible amount of different skills involved in this. What benefits do you see the students getting from being a part of Science Olympiad?
More than anything, it's problem solving. And I've been in education for 22 years, and we have a lot of terms and concepts we throw around when talking about education and what matters and what kids should be doing and what kids should be learning. And I think as adults, if we reflect back, there's an awful lot of things that at the time in school were supposed to be fairly important. And at 35 or 45 or 55, we look back and realize we haven't really made much use of that across our adult life. But one thing that is a consistent, no matter what you do for a living and no matter where life takes you, is your ability to outthink a problem. And I don't care what your life looks like that way. It's as simple as solving how are you budgeting as a family? It really is learning that if you put your mind to it, you can outthink any problem. And we don't have the financial resources to spend on Science Olympiad. We just don't. And we are locked up in our competitions against schools like, any of the middle schools from Portage or Mattawan. And they can outspend us to the dime. But what we can offer competitively is an absolute commitment to outthink any problem that comes up. So where we don't, a device that we build, we don't have, hundreds of dollars invested in it. We tend to cobble it together from things that are available. And this school doesn't have a chemistry lab or optics equipment or physics equipment or any of that stuff. So what our kids have to do instead of doing a copious amount of math is they have to test and adjust and test and adjust. On our air cannons, we had two of them going simultaneously just to try and maximize outcomes. We estimated by the end of it that we had fired more than 1,500 test shots. Now, we could have shorted that if we had been able to do the calculations and compound mathematics that would have produced an accurate formula for how to aim the thing, or we can just figure it out. And in some ways, that's more valuable for kids is, okay, why is this not working? What about it is not doing what it is that you want? And let's outthink it. And that's the emphasis that I really do put on kids is don't look for the easy answer. Don't assume that it's going to be handed to you or placed in front of you. Instead, outthink it and outwork it. That will carry them no matter where their life is.
Yeah, that's a wonderful life lesson. Well, what else would you like us to know?
The biggest thing is that these are shining examples, these young people, of what this school and what this community can offer. I mean, they're the high point of my day. And it's not just to categorize them as smart or academically gifted. I don't think that's it. It's watching how hard they work at something and their devotion to their own outcomes. This type of competition, there's no coach in the room with them. It's not allowed. It's actually very hard to be a Science Olympiad coach because if you're an athletic coach, you can directly influence what your kids are doing and you can at least help ensure their success. But the Science Olympiad competition, once they walk in, you're a spectator and your fingers are crossed and they own it all the way. And watching these kids mature in that way, where they take complete ownership of what they're trying to do and then go as hard as they can, it really is a joy.
Yeah, every time I'm tempted to worry about the future, I think about all these bright kids we have in middle school, elementary school, high school, and it really does give me hope. Well, so best of luck to you and your team, all those students heading into this state competition for Science Olympiad, and know the community will be cheering them on. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you very much.